Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. They're going to the polls here shortly in New Hampshire. I'm just hopeful they can count the votes this time around. We still don't know what happened in Iowa for sure. And with Bernie Sanders asking for a re-canvass, we might never know. But Mayor Pete and Bernie come out on top. And the Bernie problem emerging here in New Hampshire. Again, the Democrats can't win with Bernie. They can't win without Bernie. And now you've got Michael Bloomberg, who will be 78 years old on Friday of this week. The white billionaire stepping up trying to buy the election. What happens from here? Well, Andrew Langer joining me, the president of the Institute for Liberty. Andrew, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be on, Steve.
Always good to have you, my friend. Hope things have been well.
Yeah, things are good, man. I'm sitting here watching this dumpster fire of a Democratic primary like everybody else.
Yeah. I see that Mayor Bloomberg, not to be confused with Mayor Pete, has come out with 3 votes from Dixville Notch out of the 5 cast there at midnight, meaning absolutely nothing at all. But it gets his name in the news again. And Michael Bloomberg certainly willing to spend a lot of money. And I would say right now it could be Bloomberg and Bernie running for the roses.
Well, this is the real variable in all this. And it's not just the money that Bloomberg is spending, but how he's spending it. And, you know, in such a way as to take out all of the oxygen from the debate and discussion in the primary. He's buying up every single bit of available ad space that's out there to the exclusion of everybody else. You know, you can't go on YouTube these days without seeing a Bloomberg ad before just about every video. To the point, listen, I'll tell you something, Steve. Bloomberg, at least as the rumors go, they're saying that Bloomberg is willing to pay influencers on social media money to say nice things about him. I'd almost be willing to take some of that fat Bloomberg cash.
Right, what's the paycheck?
Nice things. Then, of course, I realized I'm not a social media influencer, so I'm not going to get any of it.
But what do you think it pays? You know, I mean, we should look into that.
Apparently, from what I hear, it's only a few $100. But that's just it, right? There is a strategy that is entirely different from Tom Steyer's very sort of old school traditional strategy of spending money, which didn't gain him much traction at all. And so here's what I keep telling folks, right? We do not know where this race is going to be come November. We don't know who the president is going to be running against because we just don't know what's going to happen in this primary. Right? Right now, listen, we know what's going to happen today in New Hampshire. Bernie's going to have a victory. Buttigieg is going to come in second. Klobuchar is going to come in third. Warren's going to come in fourth. And then, you've got Biden eking out a fifth-place finish, which is just stunning. And then in 3 weeks, we've got Super Tuesday, which is when Bloomberg finally really enters the contest. And that's where we're going to really see how things sort out.
Well, that's true. But if you look at the biggest prize on Super Tuesday, Andrew, you've probably looked at this. California, Bernie's got a 20-point lead. But here again is the problem with Bernie. Bernie is not electable across this country. They can tell themselves whatever they want, but Bernie is not electable on the national stage. And so you've got his 20% of core supporters that also are not going to go pull the lever for a 78-year-old billionaire. I just don't think it's going to happen. So you can't live with him and you can't live without him. What do you do?
Well, and that's exactly it. It's a situation in which I've said this repeatedly as well, that your average Democratic voter is not going to vote for another New York billionaire for president. They're just not going to do that.
Right.
There is no good answer. Listen, every Democratic candidate comes with major liabilities in terms of the constituencies that they turn off. You know, whether or not it is Bloomberg or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or Buttigieg or whomever. I think the most likely scenario, as folks are pointing, and that's not to say that Joe Biden doesn't pull a rabbit out of his hat sometime between now and Super Tuesday.
Well, he might think he does.
Energize
that. Yeah, he might think that he pulls a rabbit out of his hat. He's just not clear on it. Anyhow, go on.
Yeah, no. And I agree with that. But I mean, you know, this is the issue of whether or not, as the New York Post was reporting, you know, Joe Biden, you know, goes to the well and pulls up Michelle Obama. Though I think at this point, that is very unlikely that Michelle Obama would join a Joe Biden ticket. So we just don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah, I think that's not only unlikely. Let me put it this way. That will never happen.
Yeah.
In my estimation. And so here you are looking at a field that is in disarray. And it becomes ever more likely. I've been saying this for a long time here, and I see that some of the publications now are picking up on this. But a brokered convention is more likely for the Democrats this year than it probably any time in my life for either political party. I mean, they talked about it back in 2016. It was never really likely. But this year, because of that 20% support that Bernie has, 20, 25%, he's not going to shake it. I mean, the guy brought in $35 million in the fourth quarter, right? 35.6, as memory serves. He's got cash. He's got staying power. And he's been here before. He's not a rookie. So, I mean, look for him to make it all the way to Milwaukee, right?
No, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, at this point in time, I don't think anybody gets out of the race. If you've got the money to sustain any amount of a campaign, they're going to stay in and do this. The real question is what happens in Milwaukee if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, and that is disturbing and distressing. This could be like Chicago in '68 all over again, and that would be that would also spell doom and gloom for the Democrats in 2020.
Yeah, that'd be a problem for the Democrats, and I just wonder what happens from today going forward, because here's the thing with Biden. Biden's campaign is done. He could have a lifeline thrown from South Carolina, but I find that ever more unlikely. Elizabeth Warren, she pulled all of her resources out of other states to put them into New Hampshire. She's done. So I think we're pretty close to seeing the end of the line here. Let me give you the last word.
Well, no, listen, I don't think any of them actually get out at this point in time, because we just don't know how the race is going to shake out. I certainly don't think Biden's going to get out, Friday, as somebody else predicted. But here is the reality. The biggest winner coming out of New Hampshire is going to be Amy Klobuchar. If she demonstrates that she can perform beyond expectations, this is great for her. I see her in a very important third place finish, and that could very much change the race.
All right. You think, does she have the pizzazz to win? We'll have to save that for the next time around, Andrew. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
There you have it. Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break and some sports after this. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.